It's 6:28 p.m. Arabian Standard Time. This is your English class podcast. This is Mr. Weepa speaking. Sorry to say that. This. Oh, it's supposed to get down to 8 degrees tonight and 18 tomorrow. Sunny. It's supposed to be 13 right now. I'm going to go out. I'm going to read this from page 28. Okay. Excuse all the ums. Okay. A penny is a coin worth 1/100th of a US dollar. It is often used to represent any small amount of money. That's right below the coffee shop with a difference. I know that beggars in the USA often leave their pennies stacked in the middle of the street. I've seen it before. So I guess other beggars will go and pick it up. Okay, let me read this. I just treated myself to by far the best coffee I've ever had, and it was nowhere near as expensive as my usual coffee shop. There's nothing special about the cafe, though it is a little busier than other places. There's really just one thing that makes it different. You pay what you want. Okay, that's got to be unbelievable. To me, every cafe comes up with its own price to charge for a cup of coffee. It can be much cheaper than other places or a whole lot more expensive, depending on the cafe's own costs, but also things people are willing to pay more for, like atmosphere. If there's a beautiful view, a cafe makes the most of it with big windows and raises the price. A penny. If customers want to take advantage of the free Wi-Fi, there's another penny. It all has an effect on the price. This cafe, however, suggests a price for its coffee, but most people pay more. They know they can rely on the quality of the coffee, and they like that. And they like that the cafe trusts them to pay a fair price for it. They feel they play an important role in the business. And when customers feel invested in your success, can you lose? Customer service, return customers is very important for any cafe or restaurant. The McDonald's down the street from me, I go there for breakfast, and I like the sausage egg McMuffin the best. And then there's a new thing. I think they call it a wrap, and it's like their fried tater tot with eggs, I think. And I think that's it. It tastes real good if you're hungry. It's delicious if you're hungry, excuse me. Sometimes I can't escape my own language. Also, I often get the cafe Americano. As you probably know, Cafe Americano is hot water, boiled water, with a shot of espresso in it. I like this better than regular coffee because it's got a strong taste. I am sweet enough, so I don't need sugar in my coffee or my tea. And that's today's joke. And you have to know me to hate me. Okay, you get two jokes today. And let's see. What else about the Cafe Americano? Cafe Americano, I don't know if it was after the war that ended in 1918, the European War, or the one that ended in 1945. Excuse me, that is not a COVID cough. That is just a dry mouth cough. Americans don't like espresso. I think that may have changed, but at Starbucks they sell all these other drinks. And I noticed that the Starbucks canned coffee comes with like coffee extract in it. So I try to never buy it. Sometimes I forget and I still buy it. So this is today's English podcast. Happy listening. You gotta get chapter three done. Okay, you gotta get through that. Okay, the only way, let's see, my student, I will repeat what I said to my student this afternoon in all my classes. Okay, I am not a robot, but learning a foreign language is new for most of you, though many of you speak well, and also many of you seem to be trying. So it's 6:34 p.m. now, Arabian Standard Time. This is Mr. Weepa saying, I'll see you later. I'll see you in class. Don't cut class. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. Social distancing.